The good news is I'm not there, so I don't know what's going on. I get the same stories that you do. I'm not involved in any of that. I don't get any messages from the White House or for the State Department regarding that. I think that we are, it's clear that whether you're in the United States, whether you're in Hong Kong, whether you're in downtown Paris with the yellow jackets, rioting has become all too frequent around the world in any and all cultures. And I can never condone rioting. The United States was founded on the principles of protest back in the 1700s. So sincere going to the streets and peacefully making your points known, that what you are grieved about, that is as American as the day we were born. Rioting, burning, looting, and killing have no place in a free democracy. And without serious reforms in those areas, we will have no democracy.
Nuevo gobierno de Joe Biden, gobierno demócrata, ¿cómo cree usted que van a ser las relaciones bilaterales con el gobierno de derecha que gobierna en estos momentos en nuestro país?
I think it'll be very similar to what it is today. I don't think that, the good news is that Uruguay is not a country in conflict, a country that supports terrorism, a country that is involved in international trafficking of people. I mean, when you come down here, the first thing you know is that the ideals of democracy, freedom of the press, free and fair elections are shared universally. So those issues are not going to change whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, whether any president. I think that your version of a right-wing government is not what is a right-wing government in the United States. Everything's relative to where the median is. So I don't see a great deal of separation between the Obama administration and the Biden administration in regards to their geopolitical concerns regarding Uruguay, regarding the Rio Plata.